And joining us now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, nothing going on in Washington, so I don't know what we're going to talk about. all right, so McCabe out, McCabe fired. This is just the tip of the iceberg, I think, from this IG report. Are we going to see more heads rolling in quick succession when this comes out?
Probably. There are a lot of people that should be fired. Unfortunately, many of them have already left the Department of Justice, senior Department of Justice officials. I would imagine that the conduct of Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, and Bruce Orr, and a number of other people will be analyzed by the Inspector General, and that for people who are still in the department, there will be referrals, as there was with McCabe, to the Office of Professional Responsibility, which can, of course, recommend that they be fired if they're still at the department.
The people who have been who have already left, though, is there a way will we see any kind of maybe legal action against them?
Yeah, it's called a federal grand jury. All of these people, including John Brennan, whose outrageous comments over the weekend should make him anathema to anybody in the intelligence community after those unhinged remarks about the President of the United States by John Brennan. I think there should be a federal grand jury. I've said this for months, investigating the FISA warrant process, the unauthorized leaks of unmasked information to the press. I think those were all felonies. I think senior people at the Justice Department, including Sally Yates and others, Samantha Power, Ben Rhodes, Susan Rice, John Brennan, and especially James Clapper, who I believe has incredible criminal liability for perjury and other charges. He missed one perjury charge based on his original perjury about the scooping up of massive amounts of email information when he committed perjury, lying to Ron Wyden years ago. But he has since perjured himself numerous times on Capitol Hill. So the answer is there will be more, because there is going to be a special counsel named, whether Rod Rosenstein likes it or not, there is going to be one.
Regardless of the findings within the IG's report, Democrats have basically ignored them entirely and blamed the president for firing Andrew McCabe and saying that it's very unfair that he didn't get to make it to Sunday to retire and get his pension. Is it important to you that he was stopped before he got to that phase, to the pension phase?
Well, he deserved what he got. Let's remember who Andrew McCabe was. He was the guy who was the head of the brazen plot to exonerate Hillary Clinton so that she could become president of the United States. And then if she couldn't win the election, to make sure that Donald Trump was ensnared in a phony investigation, which has occurred. That was McCabe's idea. You remember the Strzok and Page text messages about their plan to ensure that this matter would be taken care of. Andrew McCabe was a person who did not deserve to any longer be in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And by the way, where is the director of the FBI? Have you heard one peep out of him about what he thinks about the firing of his former senior deputy? Isn't it amazing? It's like he's on a milk carton somewhere in the Washington metropolitan area. Chris Wray has become an embarrassment to the FBI. He has said absolutely nothing about this.
You've mentioned him a couple times. I mean, let's just clarify this, because the Office of Professional Responsibility is housed within the FBI and makes a recommendation for the firing of Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI. Why does that go to Jeff Sessions? Is that something that would normally happen, this referral for a firing? Would it go to the attorney general, or should Christopher Wray have done this?
Christopher Wray should have done this. And there are a lot of questions that need to be answered about why he wasn't involved publicly in this process. What is going on at the department? This place seems to be upside down on its head. Whether that's Sessions' fault or Rosenstein's fault, it doesn't matter. The appearances of the FBI director being AWOL when his chief deputy, who obviously left the department physically about a month ago, doesn't say anything. What does that tell you about the FBI director? It tells you he's a coward.
Interesting. You had mentioned Strzok and Page and those emails. One of your favorite people I know is Judge Contreras. These emails, these text messages, excuse me, did not get a lot of play this weekend because they were overshadowed by Andrew McCabe. But these new text messages seem to reveal some kind of personal relationship with Judge Contreras, who mysteriously recused himself after taking Michael Flynn's guilty plea.
You will recall we started talking about this right after it happened.
Yes.
When we discovered that the Contreras had either recused himself or been recused from the Michael Flynn case. Let's all remember back. December 1st, Michael Flynn pleads guilty to allegedly lying about things that were not a crime. We now know that according to a number of FBI agents who were present at his interview, that they, the FBI agents, believed that General Flynn did not lie to them during those interviews, but rather he was framed by McCabe. Remember, it was McCabe who insisted that there be a 1001 prosecution of Flynn. So when we go back and look at this, and then four days later, December 5th, Judge Contreras mysteriously recuses himself or is recused from the case. Now we find out that there was a personal relationship between Peter Strzok, the head of counterintelligence, and Judge Contreras, a FISA court judge. Let me just tell you something. At this point, there needs to be an official investigation by something called the Circuit Judicial Council, which is composed of federal judges from around the country for an individual circuit to analyze the conduct of Judge Contreras. I'm not suggesting that Judge Contreras did anything wrong, but a recusal by a federal judge in a matter where they have previously taken official actions, a guilty plea, is a very serious matter. And this is going to be investigated one way or the other. My guess is if the judges get on top of this and get us some answers, that would be nice. But if they don't, Judge Contreras, if he did something wrong, could find himself in for an impeachment hearing.
Meanwhile, multiple surveillance warrants were granted against the Trump campaign by this FISA court. Questions over Judge Contreras' role in that. We'll get to that in just a moment. We've got, obviously, a lot of breaking news on traffic to follow, so we're going to jump into that first. But more with Joe in a second. 7:15, we're joined by our buddy Joe DeGeneva, breaking down all the legal news from this weekend. Joe, we were just talking about Judge Contreras, the fact that he had a personal relationship with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. He was eventually recused either by himself or somebody else from the Michael Flynn case after accepting his guilty plea. And the other piece of this is that he is on the FISA court. At this hour, at this moment, we do not know whether or not he ever granted surveillance warrants against members of the Trump campaign, do we?
We do not.
Okay, so that's an open question and an important one still to you.
It will be answered shortly.
All right, so
I'm sure that the department at some point is going to have to reveal who the judges were who approved the various extensions. We know that Rod Rosenstein signed the last application for an extension of the Carter Page FISA. So we know that Rod Rosenstein knows who the judge was, and presumably someday he may grace us with an answer about that.
Okay, so you believe that will become public knowledge at some point, maybe
yeah,
maybe in the near term?
It's going to have to, because they're going to have to explain Contreras' behavior, which is bizarre, but judicial behavior. And the fact that it hasn't been explained is an insult to everybody who pays taxes and the rest of the judges who sit on the FISA court. This judge should be made to explain this. And I think it's absolutely disgusting that the Chief Justice hadn't said something about this. He runs that damn court. What the hell's he doing about it?
Well, whatever judge granted the FISA warrant on the basis of the Trump dossier, I guess this is the point that you're making, needs to explain why that was good enough evidence to grant a warrant to surveil someone.
Well, I don't worry about that. I want to know why he recused himself from the Flynn case.
Yeah, okay.
I think the public deserves an explanation why, in a matter of such public importance, a judge removes himself. This is first of all, it's regular order to do this. And second of all, this is pretty big stuff in a democracy. We've shut down a presidency for almost a year, and some damn judge is sitting there quietly not explaining his conduct. That should not stand.
Joe, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is these emails that the Congress is saying they have not gotten. It's over, I think it said a million records that they have not gotten, or they've been redacted, and they want them. They're willing to subpoena these. Why all of this being withheld? They're slow walking it. Where does this go?
These are Hillary Clinton's
Clinton emails. Yeah, sorry. I didn't.
That involves the State Department and outrageous behavior by people in the State Department. There's also the inability of the department to turn over emails related to the FBI and the Department of Justice. You have to ask yourself this question because it's so obvious. There has been an election. There is a new president. He is of a different party. President Obama's people technically no longer run the Justice Department. Why isn't this material being turned over by Rod Rosenstein and Stephen Boyd, the Assistant Attorney General for Legislation? There are many, many questions about the bizarre conduct of the Department of Justice under Rod Rosenstein and Jeff Sessions. These are questions which need to be answered. It's taking too long. This is not good for the institution. But the question you raised about why the government isn't turning over emails is very simple. The government generally does not turn over information. It fights to the death, and the Attorney General of the United States or the Deputy Attorney General, who's ever in charge of a particular matter, can stop that. The question is, why aren't they?
You know, you just talked about sort of the it's not good for the institution that we're having all of these crises. Can you talk about, is it good for the United States? What is the impact on the United States that we have our Justice Department, our FBI, locked in such a bizarre rigmarole that we keep talking about it week after week after week, wherein it seems that people who have power are misusing it?
We have a very, very bad situation. It's the worst since Watergate. And you have people in charge, Rod Rosenstein to be one, Chris Wray to be another, who do not understand that this is a crisis. They're behaving like children. They don't know how to lead. They don't know how to make public statements. They've disappeared. I must tell you, I think the performance of Chris Wray as a public official is despicable. He has an institution in crisis. He either doesn't know it or is lying about it. So what does he do? He disappears during the Parkland shooting case. He disappears during the firing of Andrew McCabe. Can you imagine if a local official tried to do that, like Sheriff Israel down in Parkland, who's being roasted? Chris Wray has literally disappeared from public discourse. When you have institutions in crisis like this, institutions as important as the FBI and the Department of Justice, you need leaders who understand the importance of communicating with the American people so that they are satisfied that the institutions are being run properly. Given the lack of communication from the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, and the FBI Director, I would say that those institutions are in pretty serious crisis because apparently the leaders who run them don't know how to explain what's going on.
Joe DeGenova?
If they can't do it, why the hell are they there?
It's high time we get a lot of answers from a whole bunch of different people. Thank you, Joe DeGenova, as always, for your analysis this morning.
You bet, guys.
Appreciate that. 7:23 here on WMAL.